friendship. I felt a total and perfect love for George. In contrast to my relationship with women, where my love has been blossomed and later shriveled, my love for this man has remained constant. It's not a sexual love, but a full and perfect friendship. In some of the brief glimpses I can recall from my first LSD crash, I remember friendship as a highest peak. Perfect acceptance, love, trust and support. Sierra. I'm closely connected to what I experience as a primeval ocean. I'm deep within my body and I sense that this is pure consciousness. The next minute I'm sucked down into the primeval ocean by a gigantic maelstrom. I pass through this maelstrom at a very high speed until I reach the cosmic nadir. I feel that everyone, George and God, can see that I've reached the cosmic nadir. It's truly repulsive, and I feel an urge to puke. Puking is very hard and difficult. It feels as if heavy body toxins and mucus tumbles out of my body. I vomit violently. I feel that I can sink no farther. In a way, this is the worst of all bodily and psychological states. It's heavy and it's hard. I have no choice but to follow the unpleasant phenomena down to rock bottom. Everything is in a state of flux. There's nothing to cling on to, not even my body. On the other hand, I feel an irrational joy at having finally reached the cosmic zero point. Now there's only one way, and fortunately, it's up. It's indescribably hard. I don't know how to move up from this rock bottom. I'm all alone at this cosmic nadir. No one can help me. I have to stage my own escape. Physically, I'm totally exhausted, but I must continue the struggle. The material I vomit comes from deep within my skeletal structure, stomach and lungs. It has a foul taste. I experience it as thick, tough mucus with a poisonous greenish-yellow colour. And it's thousands of years old. 12:30. After this struggle at the cosmic nadir, the experience changes. Now I focus on my forehead and ears, which seem to be filled with mucus. 1:15. For the past 3/4 of an hour, I've been focusing on my forehead and ears, and on a crushing pain in my stomach. Now the pain culminates, and I sense how in a previous life I drown in seawater. 1:35. I recall when I caught my girlfriend having sex with another guy. I lost all control. I don't know why this memory surfaces now. There's something fishy about this whole situation. It's as if something is being kept from me. Maybe I'm just being made fun of. I feel that I'm being ridiculed on account of my penis. I'm exhausted. I'm a Native American, looking at his ravaged wigwam camp. My wife has been raped and my children murdered. Despite my exhaustion, I feel like a raging bull. Every time I lie down to rest, my body undergoes several experiences. Vomiting, a lump in the stomach. What sort of horrible things has it experienced earlier? I'm on all fours now, following the flow of energy. At 2 p.m, I'm totally exhausted. I get the feeling that there's nothing more to come. My body feels delightful, which is a sign that the session has turned out successful. My loin, my old unreleased gestalt, still hurts, but it seems that it's not to be freed today. I lie there listening to Handel's Water Music and Schubert's Ninth Symphony. Now and then I doze and have powerful dreamlike hallucinations. At 6 p.m, I get up.